talking with Peter Lavinia, who's one of the state co-chairs of the Green Party of New York State. About a week late, the New York State Legislature and the governor has come to an agreement around the state budget. How would the Green Party evaluate what happened? What were some of the good points and not so good points?
You know, this is one of those tough things. You know, it's a better budget in a lot of ways than we've seen under Cuomo. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fire that he's under for his misdeeds. But there's a lot that's been left out, and it's kind of incremental movements on things like taxes and the environment and healthcare in an era where we really need some bold plans.
Well, obviously, you know, tax the rich was a big rallying cry for a lot of different groups. The Assembly and Senate, I believe, asked for about $7 to $8 billion in their one House budget resolutions. The Invest in New York campaign, I believe, asked for around $50 billion, and the final deal was somewhere about $4 billion. Are we taxing the rich enough in this budget?
No, not even close, Mark. You know, if you look at Invest in Our New York or what the Green Party was talking about, you know, we're talking about $50 billion, not only to close the budget gap, but to restore much of what had been cut over the last few decades. And what we're getting is a slight increase on people who make over $1 million. So the tax rates on them are going up to 9.65% up to about 10.9%. So we're seeing a bit of an increase and a bit of a tax cut for the middle class, but we still don't have stock transfer tax. You know, there's no movement on capital gains. You know, we have a slight corporate tax rate increase, but, you know, the rich have been getting away with murder in terms of these tax rates for years and years. And we can't even have a conversation at the legislative level about even collecting the stock transfer tax. New York rebates $15 billion a year. And they're talking about raising $4 billion from income tax. It's outrageous. And
aren't you worried that all the rich are going to move to Florida and hang out with that Margo logo, whatever
Mar-a logo? No, I'm not. Every study shows whenever there's a boogeyman raised of taxes making people run away from the state, that it just doesn't happen. You raise the taxes, they stay, they pay them, you know, and with the stock transfer tax, we know that this works around the world. And there have even been Supreme Court cases recently that show that you can do the stock transfer tax even if the trades originate from New Jersey or somewhere else. So there's no excuse, and they just don't want to do it. And that's the part that should get everybody listening angry.
Now, one of the issues I know the Green Party has been working on for decades, and I believe the Invest in New York Coalition came out in support of, certainly New York Renews has been supportive, you know, some type of carbon tax or carbon, you know, polluter penalty pay. You know, what's happened to the carbon tax, and, you know, will there be a fight post budget on it?
We're going to fight like hell for a carbon tax. You know, there are bills in the legislature, but it's not included in the budget. You know, what we have in terms of the environment in the budget is piddling, right? I mean, we have the $3 billion Environmental Bond Act. First of all, it's a bond act. We're not actually taxing the rich and spending the money or taxing the polluters like we want. And that's not even going to be in the budget for another year. And it's not enough. You know, we need billions more to address climate change, and the state is acting too little too late.
Now, one area where the legislature is taking a victory lap is after 15 years after the courts first ordered the legislature and the governor to adequately fund schools, particularly in poor and rural areas. It appears that has finally been won after 15 years. They're going to pay attention to the Court of Appeals.
Yeah, this is one of the success stories of the budget, talking about, you know, education funding. So, you know, the foundation aid, this is the way that education is funded in New York State at the K through 12 level is, you know, I'm not sure even I completely understand it, but it's been inadequate for New York City, for a lot of school districts. And we're finally getting the state to actually fund this foundation aid and give state aid to school districts like they've been ordered to for a decade and a half. So it's a positive. It's a first step. Obviously, we need to go a lot further. We're also going to see, you know, tuition freeze for 3 years for SUNY and CUNY. You know, we'd like to see, you know, free higher education and a lot more education spending than we're getting. But I think that, you know, the victory here in the budget is a good one.
Right. It's not just for New York City. In fact, Schenectady, Troy, Albany, they all, you know, see increases. Now, another issue the Green Party been working on for decades finally passed was, at least for adults, you know, some form of legalization. You know, how did you, you know, feel about the final deal that was reached?
So we're talking about marijuana legalization. You know, I want to say it made me really high on life, but but you know, the MARTA was something that we favored over the governor's bill, the CARTA, and MARTA does a lot of things that we like. It does fund communities that have been hit very hard by the drug war, with about 40% of the tax revenue supposed to go to those communities. 40% of the licenses are supposed to go to people who have been affected by either drug arrests or the drug war itself. So those are positive things. Obviously, legalization is a positive thing, even though, as Greens have pointed out, marijuana has been decriminalized for a long time. Now it means you can have up to 3 ounces on your person, or I think up to 5 pounds at home, and 3 plants as an individual, plus the 3 immature plants. So these are positive things. But, you know, as Greens, we'd like to see actual legalization. We'd like to see no limit on home grow. We'd like to see corporations kept out of the market. We'd like to see organic. We'd really like to see something addressed in the law, which is, you know, people under 21 are going to smoke this, and it's still something that is essentially illegal for them. So I think it's going to create a lot of problems. And we also still have people in jail under this, and people who aren't going to have their records expunged if they had, an arrest over this that is over the legal limit currently. So you get some people it's going to be really good for, but then there are still others who are languishing and who are likely to be continually victimized by the police over this.
Right. I do hear they actually expect about 150,000 people will see some type of expungement. One of the issues certainly a lot of groups had raised was, you know, trying to do a fund for excluded workers, both undocumented workers and some ex-offenders who were not able to participate in the prior federal COVID relief programs. How did that end up?
So we did get an excluded workers fund in the budget. So that's about a $2.1 billion. It's a one-time unemployment benefit to undocumented immigrants. If you lost employment or income during the COVID-19 pandemic, it's unfortunately not extending to ex-offenders. This is a positive step, right? I mean, this was a huge fight. And it's a really positive thing that it's included in the budget. Obviously, the Greens would like to see more happen. We'd like to see, more aid being given and to move towards actually legalizing these undocumented immigrants, so we don't have to have these kind of funds just targeted. We need to have real employment programs. We need to move from a state where they're living in a precarious situation. But I think on the whole, the excluded workers fund is a good partial victory.
Yeah, the governor did, I guess, push to sort of restrict it. And I guess there is some income documentation requirements if you want to get above, I believe, $3,500. So it seems like some of the workers have problems. What's going to happen with single-payer health care?
Well, here's the thing. We have majority sponsorship now of single payer in the New York State Legislature, and we need everybody listening to call their legislators and tell them that this needs to be on the agenda. It should have been in the budget, but it needs to be on the agenda for the legislature in the rest of the session. It's the most important thing that they can work on and pass. There's no reason to not put it on the agenda at this point.
Okay, Peter Lavigne, on the stand on the 16th of April. You have an Earth Day lobby day.
We do.
GPNY.org is your website?
That is our website. We're also on social media. Find us there and come out and help us lobby.
Thank you very much. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.